This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, self-purification. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you are listening to A to Z. We want to talk about the self-purification. Well, have you ever seen a grain which we put into soil and it gradually starts to grow and become a plant? So this is a process when potentials of a grain become realized and they become gradually become a tree. Same thing goes for humans. We have potentials within us. And with the passage of time, we gradually grow our personality. We make our potential become realized. Such a process of growth has been described in Quran as the concept of tazkiyah or self-purification. It's not just about purifying yourself, but also growing your personality, because the word tazkiyah has been taken from the root zakah, and that means it has two meanings. First, to purify something, and the second is the numu, is the growth of something. So when Quran talks about the concept of tazkiyah, it signifies both of the meanings. First, to develop yourself, to grow yourself, and second is to purify yourself. So the Quranic concept of tazkiyah relies upon these two main ideas, to purify and to grow your personality. So one of the important things about tazkiyah is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his book says that one of the goals of the prophets or sending books for the guidance of humanity is tazkiyah, to purify people, to make them, enable them to grow and develop in their lives. Welcome back. You are listening to A to Z. We are talking about self-purification. Well, we talked about the fact that Quran tells us that self-purification or growing your personality or developing your personality is one of the main goals of the sending prophets and sending guidance to humanity. Well, if you look at this point from the perspective of intellectual or the natural religion, if you look at this fact from the concept of the natural religion, where you rely upon your reasoning in the first place, you will find that the way everything in this universe we see is in a condition of developing, in a condition of gaining the excellences and in moving in the path of perfection, the same thing goes for humans. Humans also have a path, a natural path for perfection and growth. So what is that path? In the Quranic concept, the knowledge of all the aspects of human reality cannot be covered just by experience and reason. So we are in need of some supernatural aspect. We are in need of revelation. We are in need of that aspect which can help us to purify ourselves. So self-purification has two aspects. In Quranic understanding, the self-purification has two aspects. First aspect is to gain the true belief system. Because self-purification cannot happen with the background of wrong ideas and beliefs. So the first aspect is to gain the true belief system. The second aspect of the self-purification lies in gaining the virtues and excellences. And what is an excellence or what is a virtue? It's actually the moderation and harmony, creation of moderation and harmony in your emotions and in your in character. So in every faculty of your soul or in every power within your soul, if you harmonize that in the light of revelation and in the light of reason, that become a virtue, that become a excellence. So gaining of true ideas, and the right belief system and developing of true traits and qualities together make the concept of self-purification. With this, we will complete our today's lesson. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.